Welcome to this healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. The topic of today's healing message is Miracle, the Message in the Mess. I will be reading from the King James Version of the Bible and correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. The Holy Bible, Judges. I have a message from God unto thee. Haggai. The Lord's message. I am with you. Psalms. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. 2 Samuel. And it came to pass in eventide that David arose from off his bed and walked upon the roof of the king's house, and from the roof he saw a woman washing herself, and the woman was very beautiful to look upon. And David sent and inquired after the woman, and one said, Is that not Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite? And David sent messengers and took her, and she came in unto him, and he lay with her, for she was purified from her uncleanness, and she returned unto her house. And the woman conceived and told David and said, I am with child. And it came to pass in the morning that David wrote a letter to Joab and sent it by the hand of Uriah. And he wrote in the letter saying, Set ye Uriah in the forefront of the hottest battle, and retire ye from him, that he may be smitten and die. And it came to pass when Joab observed the city, that he assigned Uriah unto a place where he knew that valiant men were. And the men of the city went out and fought with Joab, and there fell some of the people of the servants of David, and Uriah the Hittite died also. Matthew. And Jesse begat David the king, and David the king begat Solomon of her that had been the wife of Uriah. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations, and from David unto the carrying away to Babylon are 14 generations. And from the carrying away into Babylon unto Christ are 14 generations. Peter answered and said unto him, Though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, that this night before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. Peter said unto him, Though I should die with thee, yet I will not deny thee. Now Peter sat without in the palace, and a damsel came unto him, saying, Thou also wast with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied before all of them, saying, I know not what thou sayest. And when he was gone out into the porch, another maid saw him, and said unto them that were there, This fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth. And again he denied with an oath, I do not know the man. And after a while came unto him that they stood by and said to Peter, Surely thou art one of them, for thy speech bewrayeth thee. Then began he to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew. And Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which was said unto him, Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out and wept bitterly. Isaiah, Therefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among this people, even a marvelous work and a wonder. For the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent men shall be hid. Acts. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which was called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, Look on us. And he gave heed to them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping, stood up and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. Acts. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest, and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near to Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth, and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And hath seen in a vision a man named Ananias, coming in, and putting his hand on him, that he may receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard many things of this man, how much evil he hath done to the saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priest to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way that thou camest, hath sent me, that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. Luke. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. John. So Jesus came again into Cana of Galilee, where he made the water wine, And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then said Jesus unto him, Except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. The nobleman saith unto him, Sir, come down ere my child die. Jesus saith unto him, Go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. And as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, Thy son liveth. Then inquired he of them the hour when he began to amend. And they said unto him, Yesterday, at the seventh hour, the fever left him. So the father knew it was at the same hour in which Jesus said unto him, Thy son liveth, and himself believed, and his whole house. This is again the second miracle that Jesus did when he was come out of Judea of Galilee. 1 John. Then this is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Psalms. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. And from Science and Health. In vain do the manger and the cross tell their story to pride and fustian. Jesus was born of Mary. Christ is the true idea, voicing good, the divine message from God to men, speaking to the human consciousness. The Christ is incorporeal, spiritual, yea, the divine image and likeness, dispelling the illusions of the senses, the way, the truth, and the life, healing the sick and casting out evils, destroying sin, disease, and death. Man-made doctrines are waning. They have not waxed strong in times of trouble. Devoid of the Christ power, how can they illustrate the doctrines of Christ or the miracles of grace? Denial of the possibility of Christian healing robes, Christianity of the very element which gave it divine force and astonishing the unequaled success in the first century. The true Logos is demonstrably Christian Science, the natural law of harmony, which overcomes discord, not because this science is supernatural or preternatural, nor because it's an infraction of divine law, but because it is the immutable law of God, good. Jesus said, I know that thou hearest me always. And he raised Lazarus from the dead, stilled the tempest, healed the sick, walked on water. There is divine authority for believing in the superiority of spiritual power over material resistance. A miracle fulfills God's law, but does not violate that law. The miracle introduces no disorder, but unfolds the primal order, establishing the science of God's unchangeable law. The science of mind denies the error of sensation in matter and heals with truth. Medical science treats disease as though disease were real, therefore right and attempts to heal it with matter. If disease is right, it is wrong to heal it. Material methods are temporary and are not adapted to elevate mankind. The governor is not subjected to the governed. The science man is governed by God, divine principle, as numbers are controlled and proved by his laws. Intelligence does not originate in numbers, but is manifested through them. The body does not include soul, but manifests mortality, a false sense of soul. The delusion that there is life in matter has no kinship with the life supernal. Science depicts disease as error, and matter versus mind, an error reversed as subserving the facts of health. To calculate one's life prospects from a material basis would infringe upon spiritual law and misguide human hope. Having faith in the divine principle of health and spiritually understanding God sustains man under all circumstances, whereas the lower appeal to the general faith in material means, commonly called nature, must yield to the all might of infinite spirit. Throughout the infinite cycles of eternal existence, spirit and matter neither concur in man nor in the universe. The very doctrines and theories which presuppose life and intelligence to exist in matter are so many ancient and modern mythologies. Mystery, miracle, sin, and death will disappear when it becomes fairly understood that the divine mind controls man, and man has no mind but God. The miracle of grace is no miracle to love. Jesus demonstrated the inability of corporeality as well as the infinite ability of spirit, thus helping erring human sense to flee from its own convictions and seek safety in divine science. Reason, rightly directed, serves to correct the errors of corporeal sense, but sin, sickness, and death will seem real, even as the experiences of the sleeping dream seem real. Until the science of man's eternal harmony breaks their illusion with the unbroken reality of scientific being, which of these two theories concerning man are you ready to accept? One is the mortal testimony, changing, dying, unreal. The other is the eternal and real evidence, bearing truth's signet, its lap piled high with immortal fruits. Our master cast out devils, evils, and healed the sick. It should be said of his followers also that they cast fear and all evil out of themselves and others and healed the sick. God will heal the sick through man whenever man is governed by God. Truth cast out error now as surely as it did 19 centuries ago. All of truth is not understood, hence its healing power is not fully demonstrated. If sickness is true or the idea of truth, you cannot destroy sickness, and it would be absurd to try. Then classify sickness and error as our master did when he spoke of the sick, whom Satan hath bound. And find a sovereign antidote for error in the life-giving power of truth, acting on human belief, a power which opens the prison doors to such are bound and sets the captive free physically and morally. When the illusion of sickness or sin tempts you, cling steadfastly to God and his idea. Allow nothing but his likeness to abide in your thought. Neither let fear nor doubt overshadow your clear sense and calm trust that recognition of life harmonious, as life eternally is, can destroy any painful sense of or belief in that which life is not. Let Christian science, instead of corporeal sense, support your understanding of being, and this understanding will supplant error with truth, replace mortality with immortality, and silence discord with harmony. Miracle. That which is divinely natural, but must be learned humanly. A phenomenon of science. The great miracle, to human sense, is divine love. This concludes the healing message and publicly recorded portion of the meeting. Now we'll begin the meditation and prayer portion of the meeting, by listening to In This Very Room.
Quite enough love for all of us, and in this very room, there's quite enough joy for all of us, and there's quite enough hope, and quite enough power for pain. To bloom, for spirit is all that's in this room.
Let us now all pray together in silence for a few moments. Then join together in praying aloud the Lord's Prayer. This will be followed by a musical interpretation of the Lord's Prayer. Let's pray. And together, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.